Mr. Brightside, so listen to the album. The album's a bit 80s. What?
I love the album.
It's a bit 80s, though. It's got 80s vocals. What do you think?
Well, when in the 80s, when everyone sang like that.
That's what they said. Not everyone, granted. Boy George didn't. He was more... Well, you know, I don't need to do the impression. You know, it's not Stars in Their Eyes junior version. Who are you going to be tonight? Tonight, I'm going to be Bill Haley. You don't know who Bill Haley is. Shut up. Get back to school. Cat Dealey. Oh, you're amazing. You're crap. You're rubbish. Who are you going to be tonight? Tonight, I'm going to be Jerry Marsden off of Jerry and the Pacers. You don't know who they are. Shut up. Anyway, Stars in Their Eyes. Brilliant show. I'd love to go on that.
Would you? Would you go on a celebrity one?
Yeah, I'd do that.
Who has?
Although Matthew Kelly would probably refuse to have me on because I don't think he likes me very much.
We interviewed him once. He thought you were rude and juvenile.
I've never heard so many rude questions in all my life. Aren't you rude?
What did you ask him?
I said to him, do you know when someone does Stars in the Rise, do you ever standing on the side of the stage thinking, oh, God, aren't you rubbish? Have you ever not attempted to go up and go, come here, you, come here. I've got to put your arm around him and go, I've got to say, that was absolutely garbage. And he went, oh, no, not at all. Oh, what a horrible question. I've never thought that about any of the contestants. Oh, you liar. He must have done, do you know what I mean?
Maybe he's just really nice.
You can't be nice to everybody, though.
You can be.
No, you can't.
Matthew Kelly must be standing there counting his money going, but what an easy gig. These idiots turn up every week and they're rubbish.
You can't be nice to everybody. People that are nice to everybody, I believe, are false.
Love to go on there.
Sweeping statements after night.
No, but you know what I mean.
So, Chris, who are you going to be? Who are you going to be? You know, tell us a bit about the artist you're going to be tonight. Well, they're a singer, Matthew.
Right.
And they sang a song, and I'm going to sing the same song. Right. We need a few more clues. They're dead now.
Right.
Oh no, they may be still alive. You know, to be honest, Matthew, I'm not really sure. I haven't done my research. So, okay, Chris, who are you going to be tonight? I'm not telling you. You have to guess. Do you know what I mean?
I first started singing as this person when I was working in a fish factory, and then they have a shot of them, don't they? At work. As if anybody cares.
That's to show that they're real people.
Hey? Gives you an insight into their lives. Mm.
Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be nothing like this famous singer. Oh, Chris Miles is nothing like this famous singer! Do you know what I'd like to do? A live version, real live version. So I go through the smoke, but it takes me about 10 minutes to get changed. That band just had to keep playing that drum roll.
And then sound check.
Hello? Hello? Testing, hello. Do you... I'm ready.
The funniest one I saw was a white guy dressed as Bob Marley.
It's
not a word of a lie. It was hilarious.
Was he saying, no woman, no cry?
A big Rasta wig. It's hilarious.
Oh, man. I love it. You got these kind of dowdy housewives on. Tonight I'm going to be Shania Twain. Really? Good luck, love. How long are you make up for a week? People say I look like him. What? Yeah, I'm going to be Lionel Richie. Some short, you know, 5'2" fella from Liverpool, right, with no hair. People say I look like Lionel Richie. I sound just like him. Hello? Do you hear that?
Like, and then they all clap.
Yeah. First line, they always clap. Anyway, after that big talk, I'm sure they're all sitting in the Stars in Their Eyes production office going, that's Chris Moyles for the celebrity special. Tick. Who would you be?
Who would I be?
Yeah. I know I who I'd be. And not some people are texting in. I wouldn't be Meatloaf. Shut up. I'd be Freddie Mercury.
Of course you would.
I'd say Freddie Mercury.
But you'd be good at that.
Yeah, I do It's a Kind of Magic.
Can we go to karaoke again?
It's my party piece, and I go really, really red in the face. Because I don't, you know, it's a hard song to sing if you belt it out.
I don't know who I'd do, actually.
And what I'd have, I'd have a slug as Freddie's moustache, just on the lip there.
I might do something like Michael Jackson, an Earth song.
Dave, we could do our duet again.
What? Oh, what? Our
Dirty Dancing, yeah.
Bill Medley and Jennifer Ward.
Yeah.
We did that in that
we
pub,
were great
didn't we?
At that,
you did.
Yeah.
Which one was which again? Remind me.
I was Bill Medley.
Right.
We switched halfway through.
Oh, no, we switched because if you don't get the. You know when the lines change colour when it's your go?
Yeah.
We got that wrong, didn't we? And I started singing the Jennifer Warnes bit and went really high, and you had to cover me with the Bill Medley tenor part. It's very funny.
Tony Halifax says, you can be Glenn Miller. You go in behind the smoke and you never come back again. Tonight I'm going to be Buddy Holly, but as he is today. Rachel doesn't know the intro to Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back. And I don't think you do either, do you?
No, I mean, I've just heard you playing it. It's just some irritating American woman.
If you'd like us to play it, please text Go On Rachel to 81199. As in Go On
Rachel. As in Go On Rachel, not Go On Rachel. It'd be an entirely different show altogether. How about that on Stars in Your Eyes? Who are you going to be tonight?
That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
What, the famous singer Go On Rachel? 81199, if you'd like us to play the intro to Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back. Becky, look at her, man. Rachel's got this. What's this? I've never heard this before. Anyway, where were we? Oh, Natasha Bedingfield coming up next. It's 9:26.